If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men connect before they correct. Let me say that again. Real men connect before they correct. Now answer this question for me. Is there anything worse than a high schooler who thinks they know more than you do, but they don't even have a mortgage and they can't legally vote? Well, welcome to being a parent of a teenager. Now, you know, with smartphones now and YouTube and TikTok and Instagram and video games, it's getting harder and harder to get and keep the attention of our teenage children. You know, and the enemy, Satan, knows this. So we have to be very, very careful because we can end up doing a lot of talking to our kids and in the end only be selling echoes. And the enemy can use that against them and pull them away from us. Now, after surviving the teenage years of two children and educating high school and college students for more than 20 years, I discovered five particular reasons why teenagers don't listen to us as adults and what we as parents, especially dads, we can do about it. Now, here's reason number one. Teenagers don't listen to us when we don't listen to them. Now, hear me on this. A teenager will listen to anyone who listens to them. Now, did you hear what I just said? Teens will listen to anyone who listens to them. Now, do you realize this is really dangerous and faulty thinking on their part, but it's true. And for that reason alone, if you want your teenagers to listen to you, you have to start listening to them. Because if you don't listen to your teenager, guess what? Their friends will listen to them. And in turn, your teenager is going to listen to their friends. And do you really want your 14-year-old daughter taking advice from a person who's only had 14 years of life experience? I don't think so. Now, here's reason number two. Teens don't listen to us when they doubt the source. Now, let me say that again. Teens don't listen when they doubt the source. Now, as dads, we're pretty good at giving advice because life has taught us many lessons and we feel almost obligated to pass on that wisdom to our children. But as noble as our intentions are, there's one small problem. Teenagers don't believe half the stuff we're telling them. And you know why? Because many times we don't always model what we're teaching. In other words, we're not always practicing what we preach. So if you want your 17-year-old son to listen to you, never ask him to do anything you're not willing to do yourself. In other words, lead him by your example, not by your explanations. Now, they say that children don't hear what we say, but they watch what we do. But I say if they see what we're doing enough, they'll eventually listen more to what we have to say. Now, here's the third reason why teens don't listen to us. Teens don't listen when they're afraid of being judged or disappointing us. Now, when it comes to raising teenagers, one of the toughest things to do is to learn when to keep your mouth shut. Now, I'm preaching to the choir. I'm preaching to me. Now, I must confess, when I first began my teaching career, this was difficult for me. But I soon realized that I wouldn't last a year in teaching, let alone 24 years, if I didn't control my urge to fix, correct, solve, and resolve every problem that my students had. Now, even with my own children, I learned that the less I try to solve their problems, the more they came to me with their problems seeking advice. Isn't that what you want your kid to do? Now, the key to your children confiding in you and listening to you is to never be shocked by what your teens tell you. Now, let me say that again. Never be shocked by what your teens tell you. See, you can't change the outcome or undo it anyway. So instead of being shocked, ask them non-judgmental questions. Trust me, they'll listen to you more because you stayed calm and didn't react the way they expected you to. Now, here's the fourth reason why they don't listen to us. Teens listen less when they're hurting more. Now, let me say that again. Teens will listen less when they're hurting more. Teenagers who are hurting but never get healing for it can end up hurting themselves and hurting other people. And sometimes the only reason a teen refuses to listen is because they're suffering in silence and they just don't know how to express themselves. So if you choose to ignore your teenager's pain, your teenager is probably going to choose to ignore you. So don't try to tell them just to get over it. It's not that important, or try to trivialize it or dismiss it. If you choose to ignore their pain, they're going to probably choose to ignore you. You don't need to have an answer for your teenager. You just need to be ready to give your teenager a safe place to share their hurt with you. So don't just love your child as a dad. Be a dad who listens empathetically to your child. And finally, the fifth reason why they don't listen to us is teens stop listening when they're afraid of becoming us. Ouch. Now, let me say that one again. Teenagers stop listening when they're afraid of becoming us. If you really want to get your teen to listen to you, then simply become the kind of person your teen wants to become by living the kind of life they want to live. See, the truth of the matter is many teenagers are secretly afraid that if they do what we do, listen to what we say, and follow the path that we recommend, then they'll eventually end up at a destination they most want to avoid called boredom. That's right. And their response is, why should I listen to you? So that's why, to make sure your teen doesn't tune you out, it's important that you become the kind of person, the kind of man, the kind of father, the kind of husband in character and in deed who's worth listening to. In short, if you live your life in such a way that commands, not just demands, your teenager's attention, you'll never have to worry about keeping their attention. Because remember, real men connect before they correct. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesday mornings. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast for iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way, and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with RealMenConnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.